everybody. Welcome back to the Dom and Colin podcast. We are here to recap the final of the challenge, season 35, Total Madness. Thank God it's over. I mean, really excited to be here talking about the final episode. Of course, it's not just Scally and I today, but I think the first step is to introduce Scally. I think that's how this works. So, Scally, how you doing today?
I am devastated.
Oh, why?
Millionaire Mitchell is no longer the winningest challenge contestant of all time. Johnny Bananas has now taken that title back, and I'm not happy about it.
Okay, I would still rather be Millionaire Mitchell every day of the week over Johnny Bananas. So
really, I'd take a crisp $20 bill at this point.
Oh my God! Yes. Yeah. Okay. There's a lot to get into. Let's of course welcome back in. You know her. You love her. Haley Strong. How you doing, Haley?
I am swell. By that I mean I've completely swollen up in the heat wave that we are all having right now.
How hot is it?
Well, right now
you're gonna tell me
a
Celsius. I don't know Celsius.
Tonight it is 25 degrees. So double that. 50, add 30, that's 80. But last week and the week before, it was getting up into the hundies.
Wow. Not the hundies. It's not that hot here. It was probably relatively cool here.
It was cool today, at least.
Yeah.
It was a little chilly. Might have had a sweatshirt on outside before.
What?
Yeah, I know.
Oh my gosh.
Just at night, though.
Are you still, you're still by the lake, right?
Yeah, I'm hanging upstate. Yeah, so still, that's...
Nice and breezy. Well,
I'm also by a lake.
I'm not by a lake.
One of the great ones, even.
Highly recommend it.
Shout out to Lake Erie.
Any lake that Haley Strong is by is a great lake to me.
God, you're too nice to me. What would I do without you guys? You guys are just constant. I come on the podcast not to talk about the show, but just to get my bi-monthly self-esteem boost from you guys.
Yeah, honestly, I mean, we could probably decide at this moment, let's talk about the challenge for 5 minutes and the rest just talk to each other. And I kind of feel like nobody would mind.
That's what I did last time I was on this podcast with Brian.
It was.
Yeah. I think we talked about the challenge for 20 minutes and then I made Brian talk to me about other things.
Yeah. And then Scally, I think always worries that if it goes all over the place, that it's a mess. And no, that's good. That's stuff.
What people are going to write on the Dom and Colin iTunes review page and be like, oh no, their challenge recap podcast that doesn't even feature Dom or Colin went off the rails. No, they're not doing that.
No, the complete opposite of that, because the latest challenge review, which is still there, I feel like it's from months ago, is 5 stars for Brian Scally and Matt Liguori, which whoever wrote that review, we thank you, because I have not let Dom and Colin forget about it since I saw it come up.
I'm gonna check the Canadian store for that.
Yeah, I have heard good things about the Canadian iTunes. I feel I think Kirsten told me that my other podcast, my Glee podcast, has pretty good reviews on that end. So hopefully it's the same over here on the Dom and Colin Network. But we probably should talk about the challenge, at least to start off before, maybe we'll go off the rails a little bit later. We have two champions here that have been crowned, one for the first time, one for the seventh time.
Seventh?
Nobody cares. But, it's crazy. Let's start off with Bananas. Scally, you already talked about him, and I'm being annoying about him, but I don't know how this happened over the years. When we started podcasting about the challenge and just doing drafts and, not this, weekly coverage, I would come into drafts oh, I'm so excited for Bananas. I was a fan of him. Maybe it's just, over the years, seeing more of things from his past, things that he's done in the house that slowly get uncovered, just things that are not great. It's probably a combination of all that, plus just general fatigue, that I'm not as high on him as I once was. So to see him win here, I was I feel a couple years back, I would have been oh, yay. But here I was just okay, whatever.
Yeah, I think it's a couple of contributing factors in that by us podcasting about the show, we're probably researching more things outside of it that we weren't otherwise as privy to. But also, I feel like some of the rookies that they were bringing in around that time maybe weren't the most exciting. I don't think people loved for the most part, the Are You the One recruits. And since then, we've gotten lots of just really exciting personalities and all these very rootable people. And then oh yeah, Bananas is still here. So I think that probably is also a contributing factor.
Can I say that this has been Banana's most physically attractive season? I don't know what has been wrong with me, but I've found him so hot this entire season.
See, I feel like I've seen that sentiment online as well from... Well, actually, no. Now that I'm thinking about it, I think you started that conversation.
It's just me. I think it's so no,
people
good.
Were agreeing with you. That was on a Facebook post. Oh my gosh. People agreed
with
you.
He's wearing these like hot glasses, and he's got a hot haircut, and his beard is like right. Like, and again, like, please don't judge me. It's not. I'm not proud of it.
I feel like maybe credit to Morgan. Is Morgan behind the scenes, like keeping him looking fresh and TV ready?
I mean, maybe.
Yeah, I don't know, because definitely in the past he has had some questionable fashion choices, hair choices, all of the above.
Sure, so, yeah. I have never looked at Bananas before and been like, yeah, uh-huh. But this season I'm like, wow. Every confessional I'm like, oh my God, who is this man?
Here's a question. Is there anybody else on the season besides Jordan that would make that would qualify for as well, like that sentiment?
Sure.
Rogan, Fessy. Not Rogan.
Went straight to Rogan.
Yeah, no, Rogan's not my thing. Jordan, I could not look at him this season and like find him hot. But Ethan and I have been watching some old seasons, and I go, yeah, this is it. You know who's been continually, I think, one of my biggest challenge crushes, and it's only growing.
Who?
Corey.
It's
a good
that.
One.
Yeah, that
I
makes
think,
sense.
I think that Corey is the most attractive man to ever be on the challenge.
That's Ooh. High praise.
I think so.
And I don't have my own list in front of me, but I would definitely agree with the praise on to Corey. I think that definitely, you know, there's a reason he's cranking out so many babies.
Yeah, he's just like a good looking dude. And he's not as much of a scumbag as a lot of these guys, which is helpful. And then Dad Corey is just doing it for me.
Well, I needed a third name there because I wanted to immediately go into a round of FMK, Jordan, okay. Bananas, and Corey.
Oh, after this season, marry Corey, F Bananas, kill Jordan.
Damn. I guess maybe this like season. If this were last season, I guess Jordan would have been a bigger seller to you.
I would have probably flipped Bananas and Jordan.
Pre-engaged Jordan before. Like, see, like, I'm talking about how Morgan did some work on Bananas.
I love Jordan and Tori together. Don't get me wrong. I love them. But just the haircut this season, I just could not. I could not get behind.
The weeks that I was out for this season were the two back-to-back weeks of Jordan and Tori going home. So, like, to me, they just weren't even on this season. I have, like, no memory of them leaving.
We were watching the recap or whatever, and it was like, I was like, oh, yeah, CT was here. Oh, yeah, this person was here.
Right. Yeah. So that's
still on the season, like Millionaire Mitchell. She was there, wasn't she, at one point?
Oh yeah.
Well, that's one I don't forget. That's one I certainly don't forget. Fashley's on the season.
When did this season premiere?
April, maybe March.
16 weeks ago. That's the best I got for you.
Which 4 months would put us back in March because that's when quarantine started. If you told me at the beginning of the challenge season that I'd still be right where we were pretty much in the first place. That's depressing. Sorry, nobody's here to be depressed. Yeah, welcome to real life mixed in with here. I don't even know where we are in terms of the podcast right now. Bananas, we were talking about Bananas. Haley, in terms of him on this season, besides his level of attractiveness, what have you made of his now 7th winning season? His gameplay, final run?
I mean, good for him. I'm happy that he can stop talking about the curse. I don't believe this is the case, but I think I would be happy with this being the finish on Johnny Banana's career as a challenge competitor. Now, I really don't think that's going to happen, but it would be nice. I think I've had enough. I think I'm good. I think I've got my fill. He's gotten a nice little bookend on his story. I liked him this season. I liked him working with Wes. I thought he was able to stay out of a lot of the drama. He wasn't getting any fights. He kind of had his nose to the grindstone. So I think this is the most likable season he's had in a very long time. But I'm okay with not seeing him anymore.
Which doesn't feel the most likely, right?
No, Scally, no, he's no, not going no.
Yeah. No, not even close. I will say I am interested to see how the house reacts, knowing that Bananas and Wes are most likely aligned moving forward. So, yeah, I'm sure we've all had our fill of Bananas, but there's like one more thing that like I am a little curious to see how that does play out.
Yeah, I personally don't see it being a problem. I spent 46 minutes of my life today questioning why I was doing this, but listening to a Bananas Instagram Live yesterday, or from last night. So I decided I was, my quarantine thing lately has been going outside and tanning. So not that you guys see me, but I'm working on that because why not? I have nothing else to do besides lay in the sun.
You should see my wash tan. It's great.
I would love to see it. Right now I'm working on my own bracelet tan. But
okay, I'm gonna send you a picture.
Thank God. Yeah, so today my outside time was spent with a 46-minute Bananas Instagram Live where he brought on Jenny and even brought on TJ at one point. So
what?
I'll talk about that. I'm no, sure. Wow. Yeah. Yep, TJ was on there for about 15 minutes or so, just chatting about whatever. Instagram Live is not a good format. Like, you don't hear any, like, people talk over each other. It's like podcasting, but worse, because, like, at least on a podcast, like, if somebody starts to talk, you can be like, you know, you can pull back because you hear them much better. But on the Instagram Live, like, you start to talk and then they start to talk and then they start to talk at the same time. And it's just absolutely like you're not getting anywhere. So it's such a waste of time. I recommend it to absolutely nobody. Where was I even going with that? Bananas was talking to Jenny about how, Jenny, you just won a final. You just won your, you know, second season. People are going to look at you as a threat now. And they were like joking around about it, but it was like he was making a serious point that like when you come back next time, you're going to have a target on your back. And my question about that was like, is she though? Like, I get that like a lot of times we do see things like that. I mean, Jordan coming in from last season, obviously people were looking at him more focused, more intensely this season. And he ended up going out so early, but it doesn't happen all the time like that. Like, especially, I always just think of somebody like Kara who makes it to the final season after season after season after season. And still, it's not like people come into the seasons actively targeting her. It's like she is a known person in the game. She's never going to be an early person unless somebody's taking a big shot. You don't want to be the one that faces her in an elimination early on. So it depends on the kind of player. Like, I don't think that Jenny's going to have that problem exactly because of her threat level, because again, nobody's going to want to face her. Bananas, I can always see having that problem because most people aren't terrified of him. So I don't know what there is to make of that, if anything, Scally.
Yeah, I think Jenny is just as big of a threat next season, whether she wins the final or not. Like, someone's going to actually have to go in there and take her out. And that's going to be the hard part of this. Because, like, you look at Jenny and you know, yeah, she is going to win if she makes it to the end, most likely. But taking her out of the game is the problem. And that doesn't change just because she wins a final. Like, everyone knew.
I would agree. I feel like Jenny should always be looked at as a threat because she's... Oh, God, she's good. She's so athletic. She's stronger. She won the final.
Mm-hmm.
After everybody else
fell off the mountain.
If this was a winner takes all, like a one winner takes all, she'd be a millionaire.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
I was extremely impressed with Jenny. I kind of felt like she was going to win looking at the field. She just has the drive to do it, and people do like her. I know she made some social missteps kind of late in the game, but I don't think she was ever going to lose. Like, who is she going to lose to? She's better than Casey.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was surprised because the point of this final that, like, obviously we'll talk about how Bailey and Melissa kind of fall out by the second day. But it came down to, of course, Jenny and Casey on the women's side, and Casey, like, it came down to the math. So from what we saw, it didn't seem like Jenny had any issues with that. So, I mean, I don't exactly think that I've been tracking her puzzle skills, math skills, like, you know, critical thinking kind of tasks or anything. But
bad trivia performance last season. Mm-hmm. Right? Like, she didn't know how many seconds were in a minute.
Was that her?
I think that was Nicole.
They that look a like, lot alike, though,
they
right?
They do look
that
alike.
Yeah, like okay.
That's fair.
Sign me out, then.
Yeah, but you know, just based on how she performed in the final, based on this one, you know, task that she ended up completing before Casey, you know, seems like she's well-rounded enough when it comes down to, you know, when it actually matters, she was able to pull ahead and, you know, take the win. So yeah, and I don't, you know, I'm not trying to put down Casey, because I do think that she did have, you know, one slip up here. I feel like that's something that she can work on, and she was very much in it the whole way. And it's like weird because she ends up finishing last of the six people to finish that second section, but she still did a pretty good job, you know, especially in the first part. So not too down on Casey. I think probably all of us would agree on that, I would imagine.
No, Casey would not have been finishing last had there at last had there been eight people, nine people still completing this final. So right. I mean, if they end up on a season and Jenny's not there, or they take Jenny out, then Casey is poised to do very, very well towards the end.
I thought about that as well when it came to Kyle. Sorry, Haley.
I have a quick cue. Why did we have nine people in the final? Why not 10 or 8?
Yeah, I don't know.
I had been trying to figure out where we lost an extra woman throughout the season for a long time. But, oh, Big T going home, right?
Right. Ooh, possibly. I guess so. Yeah. What do you think, if, okay, my brain is broken. Do you think even if Melissa wouldn't have had a baby, do you think we'd see Melissa again, even though she quit? And yes. Do you think her being pregnant kind of was the reason she quit, because she was feeling so bad because of that?
Also, yes. I have insight on that from the thing I was listening to today.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Because Bananas, when TJ came on, they were talking about that part of the final, because they were just talking about, which we also have to just, you know, get into our overall thoughts on the final itself and the difficulty level.
This was
level
a boring final. This was,
it was.
a completely anticlimactic final. I think all three of us were pretty surprised that it was a one episode, even though we have a 90-minute episode. It just felt like we were watching it, and Ethan like paused it and played it again. And he was like, oh, there's only 8 minutes left in this. Somebody's going to win in 8 minutes.
They cut out a lot of tasks as well. I think they had a couple of different checkpoints that did not make it into the episode. I guess they didn't affect anything, but just like more of like the mini games that come up along the way. So it wasn't like just a straight hike to the math and then a hike up. But
that's what I figured, because I mean, it basically was like, I mean, I went for a walk last night, if anyone wants to have watched that, but like it was just, you know, they went on a leisurely stroll up the mountain, which I'm sure was very, very, very difficult, cannot imagine, and then like, you know, traversing like the mountain climb all together. But it was fairly slow, there was one math problem, and then it was over. So not super exciting TV, at least.
Yeah, to back up to the Melissa thing, TJ was saying that at a certain point, the producers, one of them like came up to him and said, hey, just so you know, Melissa's not going to continue. Go easy on her. Just trust us. And so I guess at this point, she must have found out by like this point in the final, and they still continue to let her. I don't understand exactly like the details of how this all played out. All I know is that TJ said that the producers gave him a heads up that like she's not going to keep going, but like don't go hard on her like you normally would with somebody quitting a final. And I was surprised because I did this in a weird order, but I watched because I wasn't able to watch last night. I had like the worst headache on earth. I still went to Twitter. I saw everything that happened, and then I watched it today. So I watched the Instagram live first. So I was surprised when I went to the show later on, and I saw TJ still kind of scold her for quitting. I was like, but I thought he wasn't going to, but he did. So he still said something, but I guess it could have been a lot worse. But yeah, that was the deal.
The other night I watched the X's 2 finale, which I had actually never seen. And he just went in on Jay and Jenna. And so I was wondering if that was maybe how Melissa would be approached, and she wasn't. But it's such a weird situation because, you know, us watching knew she was pregnant. We don't, Matt, you're saying that she might have known at this point that she was pregnant. But like the whole thing is just like so wild to think about.
It's insane because I don't understand the timeline, because the stuff, and I believe like that they knew something was up, But did they find out, like, while out there? Because according to everything Melissa says, it seems like, well, had I known that, like, I was pregnant, I would not have subjected myself to this final. But then they say, like, go easy on her because, like, there's something else going on. But at the same time, like, if they knew she was pregnant and still allowed her to run this final, like, I feel like that's not great. So something's wrong here. It doesn't all add up, like, cleanly for me.
I totally agree. I can't imagine how that was working and why they were telling TJ to say that or to do that or not do that, whatever. Maybe it's just because this final didn't have anything that, like, was, like, potentially going to put her in heart. Like, she was cold and she was doing something. Like, this entire final was pure endurance. And I don't know. I guess they consulted with, like, the medical professionals on their staff, and they all, you know, I guess came to the consensus that she would be okay to keep going, because I agree with you. Like, what else would it have been for them to know that there was something going on but still have let her go? I don't know. Don't know. But she did, and then she dropped out because she wasn't able to go. Which, I mean, to talk about that, like, she decides that she doesn't want to continue when we get to the elimination. Would she have decided to stop going if there wasn't an elimination, or do we think that she was just done that night anyway?
I think so. I don't think there's any way you find Melissa sleeping outside or standing by that fire all night after, like, how far behind she knew she was and just, like, absolutely beaten down. I don't think there was any way that she was sticking around.
Yeah, I don't know. I wouldn't be surprised if that was the case. It seemed like between her and Bailey, they were both pretty, like, mentally drained and defeated after that first day of seeing, like, yeah, there's no way we're catching up to the other two. Like, Jenny and Casey were, like, miles ahead for the majority of that. And, you know, with Bailey and her knee as well, which I guess we can talk about Bailey as well here. Bailey does a decent, you know, she does pretty well, not coming in, like, you know, dead last or second to last. I think she beat both Kyle and Melissa on that first part. But then, you know, she felt something in her knee was not right. And I always find it interesting when people know the exact, like, part of the body that they think they tore or they damaged. I mean, I guess these people are, like, athletes and probably know their bodies and body parts a lot better. But she's like, I tore my MCL. I'm like, you knew that? Like, how do you? Okay. I would not have any idea. I would be like, my leg hurts. My knee hurts. That's it. But yeah, Bailey did not make it quite all the way, Haley.
No, and I was disappointed, but I can't blame her. That's a tough, tough final. And I've had a bad knee for a couple of years now. I had knee surgery last March. God, and I know how hard it was to just, like, walk with a bad knee. And so I really can't blame her. It looks a little sketchy that it was like, oh, I have to sit by the fire all night. Well, I guess that's it for me. I just can't imagine finishing a final when your knee is hurting that bad. Although, I mean, Jordan did do it on a broken leg. I don't know if I sound crazy, but I feel like doing something on a break can be more manageable than, like, a joint or ligament injury. Maybe I'm just projecting. I don't know.
I have no idea.
I broke my foot years ago, and I was able to walk on it. And, you know, I could manage, but, like, when my knee, like, on my bad knee days, gosh, that was brutal.
Why are you so fragile? What's going on over there?
I'm just fragile. I'm just a soft little bean inside and outside.
I have to, like, send up a, like, one of those Zorbs to, like, keep you wrapped up in and nice and safe. Yeah.
Luckily, I live in Canada.
what's the difference there between,
I didn't have to pay for my knee surgery.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Yeah. Well, I should apologize to myself that.
Sorry.
I had to make you say
I'm
it.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. So yeah, Bailey doesn't finish. Melissa doesn't finish. It ends up being down to Jenny and Casey. We'll get back to those two in a bit once we get to that second part of the final. I mean, we're still kind of just talking about the final as a whole. I don't know, Scally, you got a chance to quite.
Is there a point to even, like, cover beat by beat? Like, it didn't. It feels like it just zoomed by, but also dragged on at the same time.
No, absolutely. I'm not going to sit here and be like, oh, part one of the final, when they were running on the skis, when they put the skis on, Corey was carrying his skis. It was very, you know, very boring to get through the parts of the final where they were actually doing all the running, at least in my opinion. But that's what I was going to ask you, Scally. Like, just overall thoughts. I'm not sure if you've quite shared them yet about the entire final. as a whole.
Yeah, I just keep interrupting you guys. Sorry.
No, please. Interrupt all the time. You're much more interesting.
That is but, not true.
But what I would say is, like I said, it was on TV. Like, I understand how difficult it is, but it doesn't translate and ends up looking like a leisurely stroll up them. Like, you know, they're not moving fast. They're not like, they're not visibly in pain for the most part. And then the people who are in that bad of pain end up having to quit. So, and then everyone complains. So I don't feel like, yeah, the snow, you can like make it so that a snow final is exciting. I feel like there have been some good ones in the past, but this wasn't it for me.
Yeah, I feel like we've talked about this before at one point or another, because I don't think this is the first time that they've been on skis on a season of the challenge, but I might be wrong. Scally, do you have skiing experience or snowboarding?
No, I went one time and then the ski instructor yelled at my brother and I yelled back at him. So then I sat out for the rest of the day. Wow. So that was about it.
Haley, I'm sure you've done something. You live in colder weather.
I have been skiing exactly one time. I went one spring break to my friend's house in Calgary, and they had a holiday home in the Schweitzer Mountain in Idaho. So I went with them there, and they were all avid skiers. So they encouraged me to do a ski lesson on the Bunny Hill. I was the oldest one on the Bunny Hill by at least, I'd say, 15 years. and my boots were too tight. And like I said before, I'm very delicate. My boots were too tight and it hurt. And when I'm in pain, I get really nauseated. So I had to get up to take my skis off because I thought I was going to throw up. So I could like run to the side of the hill. I didn't end up throwing up. I made it down the hill one time and then I quit.
Oh. You would be the perfect person for me to go skiing with, because I have gone a couple times throughout like the past, like I guess like after high school, I was friends with people. Specifically, there was one person in our group who was like a very avid snowboarder. So he would always want to get all of us to come with him, and we would go skiing while he was snowboarding off with his like friends who did a lot better than any of us ever could have. And we were like newer skiers, and we started to go like once a year for at least like 5 years or so. So I would have like an annual trip to like work on things. Not that that ever helped, but I'm saying Haley would be a good person to have with us, because every once in a while, you get tired and there's always somebody, you want somebody to be inside. So when you need a break, you can just go to that person and not be alone. So Haley would be that for me. And I would love that.
I would always be in the lounge. And the second day when everyone else was skiing, I had a wonderful, wonderful leisurely walk around the village.
It's adorable. They're all so cute, right?
I loved it. I had a great time doing that. Yeah. I love walking. I love going for gentle walks. well, and the thing is, like, I've just never been an athlete. That's not who I am. I had really big feet as a child. I still have huge feet now. So I never had any coordination. I don't have good hand-eye coordination. And also, my brother was a really good athlete, so it was like there was no way I could ever compare. So I just never really got into any sports. So if somebody was like, oh, do you want to just like pick up this sport and have a great time? Like, I can't do that. That's just not me.
Scally, why did you yell at the guy?
Because he was like telling my brother that he couldn't participate, and that he was like, basically I was pretty, not to toot my own horn, but I was pretty decent. My brother was very much not decent. And he was like, you're distracting from the group, like go sit down, and like was yelling at him. And I was like, we're here for so if you want a picture, I am probably 7 years old, if not younger. And I was like, we're here for a lesson and you're telling this kid just to sit on the side. So you know what? I'm done too. And,
oh my God. Yeah, amazing.
Picking up for him. So that was me. But I keep saying, like, I need to go again, but, and I'm probably overly confident in like, oh, I would be fine. But as Matt saw when we went ice skating once, I also thought I would be perfectly fine picking up ice skating again after numerous years. And I hate being bad at things so much that, like, you even came over and Matt's like, yeah, I really didn't think you would be the worst at this today.
Like, you know what? Ethan's the same way. Like, he picks things up and he's like, I'm gonna be the best at this, because he's never like actually failed at anything in his life. Oh. Where me, I just like constantly fail. So I'm like, oh, I'm bad at this. okay, cool, whatever. Just like everything else.
Now, I literally found myself on the couch the next day and I was like, am I going to go ice skating alone to practice right now? Because
Oh
I
my
hate being
gosh,
bad.
that's
I really hate being bad at stuff, and it bothered me that much and still does.
Ice
I'm a
skating
very
is my
mediocre
thing.
very mediocre skater, but I can skate. I cannot skate backwards.
No, ice skating is my thing, except for going backwards. I still have not worked on that. It's too complicated. It's like, oh, I'm having so much fun going forward. Why do I need to waste my time going backwards? As for skiing, like I said, I do have, relative experience on there, just of like a beginner level. And I think that you could probably guess that most of these people have probably the same amount of skiing experience that I do, besides maybe like one or two of them that, have seemed to be doing a better job. But a lot of them, like if you get on skis for the first time, you don't have an easy time on them. You kind of fall all over the place. It's hard. Those big, they are, if you've never been before, you have to have these boots on while you attach these very long skis to yourself while you're holding the poles, and you think that the poles are going to save your life, but they don't really do a whole lot, especially if you don't know what you're doing. And it's hard to walk in them. It's hard to start gliding in them. It's not as easy as it probably was when you were 5 years old and got on a bike for the first time. It is hard. And when it's that cold with the snow, and even if it's snowing, like all those elements combined, like your body decides at a certain point that it's like, no, there's no sense in me doing this. I'm not about to go learn a whole sport right now while I'm freezing and don't want to be here. But yeah, so I mean, granted, this is a final, this is what they signed up for, and you never know the elements that you're going to be in, and they always like to make it cold if they can, just to like make you, suffer as much as possible. But yeah, they definitely were going through it with this final. It was pretty intense to watch. Just some of, like, not intense to watch, that's a bad way to put it, because it was definitely boring, but like you could tell that they were definitely suffering from a lot of fatigue as they went along. So I don't know, definitely seemed harder than it looked, I guess. I don't
Am I wrong to believe they were in Austria?
know.
I feel like they never said it in the show, but I read it or heard it somewhere else.
I'll believe you. I'm
Yeah.
fully on board with that.
They
Okay,
were
let
in
me.
Austria. It is fact. It is written
It's
down.
yeah?
now
Okay, cool.
canon.
I mean,
Well,
like
no,
Czech
just
Republic and
because,
Austria. Oh, because I said it?
yeah, you
Or
said
you looked it up?
it. No, I didn't look it up.
Oh,
No.
what season was this?
35, Total Madness.
The challenge 35 finale location. Okay, Google. Google. Just a quick Google.
There you but
go.
while you're googling that,
Yeah.
Bananas was also talking about today, or whenever it was, about how the workout situation in the bunker was not great. They were like just not really motivated to do much down there, I guess, because it was just so dark and gloomy and everybody was just always tired, he said. So they had all the workout equipment, and you saw every once in a while people down there on like the indoor track, or people were, kind of lifting weights here or there. But he said overall people were just like, he said they were like a shell of themselves when they actually went out there to do the final. So altogether they were not at their peak fitness.
Yeah. Well, I couldn't believe it was like the night before the final. When I was rewatching, I guess I just like blocked this out. And it's like, all right, let's go have a bar night before we run the final. Like, I was trying to, like, I was like, who's not? No, they're all drinking. Like, what's going on?
Yeah. I wonder if they had like one drink. I always think back now to like Turbo, who's like, I am keeping myself all mentally checked in, nothing fun than
Yeah,
the week
meanwhile,
before.
Turbo is eating like 3 pounds of pasta to prepare.
According to the Wikipedia page, they were in the Central Eastern Alps in Austria, so.
Oh, there you go.
The more you know. Yeah.
Flew or took a bus.
It's also like
Sorry, just
no
derailed us.
fun.
Can
No,
you
it's
hear
no
me eating
fun.
blueberries? The beer I had blueberries in it.
No, I
So I just
cannot.
need
Didn't
to. Okay.
notice.
Awesome.
Didn't notice at all. Haley's eating blueberries. I feel like it was no
I'm gonna
fun that
sell the blueberries now.
we didn't even get the location shift. Usually, they
Yeah.
go somewhere
I was
else.
upset. That's my favorite part. As like a geography buff, I love when they're like, "We're going to Norway." What? I'm in Panama right now. It's so funny. Oh
And
my
there's
god,
like
it's so
the
hot.
plane flying over the ocean animation.
Oh my god, we're going to Iceland. Thank you, Icelandair. Look at this great Hilton hotel. I love being here.
Yeah, especially when TJ's like, pack your bags, get ready. You all made the final. You usually want to see them go somewhere, but that did not happen. They did not get to travel anywhere significant. All we got was another riveting round of the alarm going off and people freaking out. Oh, what's happening now? It's like, this is really
Johnny,
good.
Johnny did seem truly broken when he heard that alarm go off.
I mean, Johnny's been truly broken since Rivals 3, and I think now he thinks he's all better because he won another final, but just wait till he gets back on next season and is like the fourth out again.
Yeah, how'd that work for CT?
Exactly. So, glad he has his life back together. I feel like I don't want to get too far away because I keep forgetting about this ski story. Scally, I would imagine I've told this to you before, whether it was on the podcast or just in other settings, but my recent ski story that is just horrific and still gives me nightmares to this day was, this is like the most recent time that I've went. So like after all the times that I've gone, like I always can like hold my own, go up to the top of the mountain, make my way down in a relatively safe manner. But this one time, I think it was on a place that I wasn't used to going to. And just the temperature, I think, was the problem as well, because it was like really icy out on the mountain. And it was a green trail, which is, you know, the easiest one. And at one point I lost full control of myself speeding down the mountain at a very, very fast pace. And I did not know what to do because I was speeding down the mountain. I don't know how to properly stop myself. If anybody does know skiing, like I was pizzaing usually the whole time, which is, you know, just how you slowly make your way down. That's usually how I go down the mountain in a safe manner. So don't make it seem like hopefully I didn't make it seem like I actually knew what I was doing. That's just how I do it. And then I was like flying down the mountain. I did not know how to stop. I had to tumble myself over like 30 flips to get myself to stop. My skis went flying. My poles went flying. I was just luckily did not break anything, did not ruin anything. I like rolled over like shoulder first and tumbled over probably like a couple times. And I was, you know, the entire mountain, people are around me like looking to see if I was okay. Only like one person came over to see if they could actually help me. All my friends were behind me and they all went flying down the mountain past me because they didn't realize that was me. That was traumatic and I still do have nightmares about it.
Yeah, no wonder you have not gone skiing since.
I would go. I just, that was scary. That was
no, really yeah, that definitely wild. Makes sense.
I'm anxious hearing about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I did not know what was going to happen as I found myself at that very fast pace going down. I was like, I know that eventually you get to the bottom, but like, what happens between now and then?
I mean, still, when you get to the bottom, you still have to stop.
Yeah, I was like, I don't know. I felt like I was falling from the sky without a parachute on. And I was like, I got to come up with something before I get down there. It was scary, but I live to tell the tale.
And that something was to tumble 12 times.
It was like, what else do I do? I was like, I can't like, I felt like if I tried to like angle my legs to like stop myself, that I would truly break a leg in half. So I was like, the only thing I could think of is to just let go of everything that I have and tumble. And it worked. So yeah,
that's wild.
I'm okay. luckily that didn't happen to any of these guys, but I guess the closest thing would be Bailey, who got evacuated. That was probably my last run of that day as well, so I don't blame Bailey. What else? Where do we want to go next, Gally? Talk about some of the guys?
Sure, why not?
Why not? We have that five guys here. We don't quite know why. We did
Burgers
get
and
a nomination. Yes. The fast food place.
That didn't deserve a laugh, honestly.
No, it was more in the manner in which you shouted it out very quickly into the microphone.
Well, I didn't want to I just keep interrupting you guys. I'm sorry. I just
every joke is made funnier on a podcast. That's like a known thing. Like that, I don't know if that would have made me laugh if we were just in a group chat, but
how dare you.
We had five guys and we lost one, went down to four guys as the elimination happened. I guess we can talk about that. Cause the elimination for the women's side did not happen, but we did lose Rogan on a very strange elimination. Haley.
You know what? And what a joy it was to lose Rogan. Finally.
That's it. That's the tweet.
I mean, I don't like him. I didn't enjoy him last season. I didn't enjoy him this season. And I just loved being able to watch the second half of the finale, knowing that Rogan wasn't going to win.
Mm-hmm.
Any of the guys left, I was like, sure, they can win. I'd be happy.
Yeah, I hate so much what Rogan did this week and last week in like,
oh,
you know what, guys?
Just put me in. Yeah, I'm just going to volunteer myself. It's fine. And everyone's like, dude, you're going to go in anyway. Do you think that was okay, I have some quick cues. I was a little confused at what the format was. like, was Corey supposed to pick one guy and one girl to go in? And, like, same with Jenny? Like, is that what they meant? But,
no.
So the other, it was, so they each had to pick one, and then the other one was going to be voted in?
Mm-hmm. It was like the traditional format where the tribunal gets to pick who goes in, and then the house also gets to vote somebody in. But instead of voting, we saw Rogan and Melissa put themselves in, so nobody ended up voting for the house. But then Corey and Jenny both decided that they would each get to put in the one guy or the one girl for, you know, both sides, where you know, they were like, well, if we're competing against these people, then we should get to pick. So Corey picked Bananas, Rogan picked himself, Jenny picked Casey, and Melissa picked herself, which, you know, was whatever at that point.
It seemed like the right choice for everyone involved.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's fair. I don't know. I mean, for Rogan to be pulling that, especially for the second week in a row, like, it's big, you can't fire me, I quit, so energy. Oh, yeah. But it's like, especially when you have Fessy, like, immediately after, like, you know, guys, we were all going to vote him in anyway. Like, you're going to get called out, so why are you even attempting to do this? It's embarrassing.
It's big, stop yelling at my brother while we're skiing, I'm quitting the skiing for the day energy.
Hey, I was decent.
Yeah, so was Rogan. I'm sure he would say the same thing.
All right, we're done here.
Yeah, Rogan was like checked out. Sorry, I didn't hear what you just said, but Rogan was like checked out at this point, as he, like, I don't know, he just kind of disappeared with the whole D thing, and so we don't, like, know what he was doing for, like, that middle stretch of the game. We don't really care what he was doing, I don't think, especially because it plays out like this, where he just ends up, you know, flying away off in the night as you know, the first part of this ends. It's Rogan, Melissa, and Bailey that are not going to make it to the second day. So really nothing lost there. Johnny hyped him up a little bit. Why did I call him Johnny? Bananas hyped him up a little bit on the way out, saying, like, he was last year's champ. It was such an obstacle. I'm like, he didn't even, like, finish in the top whatever of the first day.
Yeah, but Bananas has to make his win look more impressive. So you have to hype up the guy that you beat on the way to getting your season-long win.
True, true, true.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, Rogan's gone, whatever. But then Bananas and Corey, I thought it was interesting there, because Corey and Bananas have been kind of not at each other all season, even though they haven't been directly working together. You know, it's been a pretty well-documented feud between them over the years that just they'd never have been on the same page. But this season, they kind of eased it up a little bit. And obviously, it worked out because they both made it to the final. And then at the final, it was like Corey was left with no other decision. It was like Kyle, Bananas, or Fessy. Obviously, he's not going to pick Kyle because Kyle did a bad job on the first day. Fessy is his friend, and like he said, he was gassing out on that first part. And then Bananas is, you know, this is his element, and he you know, I thought it made sense as well. So
yeah, I think their rival has just turned into like two adult men who just don't work on the same side. I do like the way they've been able to kind of come together and still not necessarily work together, but have respect for each other, which has never been present for them. So my next question, if Johnny had lost, would he have been as mad at Corey as he was at Sarah for doing pretty much the same move, but not as close to the end of the final?
I just hate imagining that world, because I wish that we had that world, because that would have meant that Corey won and Bananas didn't.
Yeah.
It would have meant that Kyle won.
Probably, yeah. I can't believe there
could have been Rogan, Kyle won. Or Rogan, but yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I do think that he would definitely have been mad about it and been, like, bad-mouthing Corey all along. Like, I don't think that any, like, relationship building... Like, I think that, if anything, it shows you that Corey is the mature one here, because you saw how he responded to Bananas afterwards, and he, you know, came up to him, gave him a hug, and he was, like, nothing but respect. Even on social media, he's been, you know, nothing but respect. Good job, Bananas, getting the win. But I feel like if the tables were turned, I do not think that Bananas would feel the same way or be acting the same way.
No, and... You know, I like I said, I just watched the X's 2 finale and, like, the couple episodes leading up. I know this subject got beaten to death 5 years ago when it actually happened, but it's still so annoying to me that Bananas is so angry at Sarah for this, when you can't tell me that if he was in the other position, he wouldn't send Sarah and Jordan in. Like, he threw Leroy under the bus, like, 3 weeks before. Yeah. And they're supposed to be best friends.
Position. He was in the same position on the island, and he screwed over Paula to win. So it happens. He's done it, but he just rationalizes in his head that he's right and everyone else is wrong.
And, like, I don't, you know, I think you should do whatever is best for your game, et cetera, et cetera. But anyway, that's off topic a bit. This elimination was the stupidest one I've ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very questionable. Like, this is an elimination on the challenge? You guys pride yourself on being, like, the most intense show, and it was, like, run to the bell?
Yeah, I just kept thinking about, like, what if this was the... Not that what we got was so much better, but what if this was, like, the Bananas West showdown that we got? Or even, like, Corey Bananas. Like, you could have ended up with a lot of, like, very, like, epic showdowns on, like, this elimination? That's not great.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, Haley, specifically, like, anything about it that
I just didn't really get it at first, and then when I got it, I was like, "That's it."
Right.
Like, we couldn't have done a little more. And I get that their location was probably hard to bring any, like, actual equipment up or whatever, but it was just like, "What? Like, this is it? This is like somebody's going out on." Can you reach a bell? Mm-hmm. And, like, what if it was, like, Fessy and Johnny going up against each other? Fessy's got a foot on everyone else. He was just, like, his finger would touch the bell and he wins. That's it.
Mm-hmm. What if it was Fessy and Jay? What if Jay made it to the final?
Oh, my God. Yes. Or, like, if Bailey went up against Melissa. Like, Bailey has, like, a foot and a half on Melissa.
Melissa would have had to build a staircase out of snow in order to get anywhere near that bell.
Yeah, she probably saw the challenge and was like, I can't reach that. I'm out, man.
Yeah. And speaking of, I guess just to bounce this into what I also wanted to get everybody's opinions on, the fact that they used the elimination as a way to say, like, there were multiple elements of this. Not only did winning the elimination get Bananas and Casey time inside for the night, it also got them a head start on the second part of the final. Scally, like, is there, like, am I just being too quick to, like, judge this as something bad? Is there, like, actual value to the two of them getting all of these extra game advantages?
I hate it so much. Like, we've done nothing but complain about eliminations or, like, finals in which it, like, the entire first day doesn't matter that much. And it's like, oh, you could have finished 45 minutes ahead. Okay, here's a 1 minute head start. Like, the final stage shouldn't be so short where, like, the 1 minute head start is, like, that big of an advantage, you know? So, like, it should just be, like, continuous throughout. The time keeps going. But no. And so, especially to see, like, oh, you were unpopular enough or your social game was bad enough that you got thrown into an elimination. Here's an advantage. Like, that's annoying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I didn't care much about why they were like how that all played out. Like, watching everybody in the house, you know, like, laughing at everybody outside. I was like Corey and Jenny, maybe, but, like, Bananas and Casey, you did nothing to deserve this. Like, being all
Casey
high and mighty,
especially, like, at least Johnny won.
Yeah. Casey literally walked into the house after just watching Melissa and Vienna walk out the door.
Ugh.
It was just strange to see that. I mean, I guess we get a little bit of a comedic moment out of it with Kyle and Fessy, as Fessy is, like, not having any of it, as Kyle's, like, just talking his ear off. I was confused at first because I guess I missed the part where they only had to be out there for 6 hours, because I was like, what are they doing? Like, they're trying to sleep on this. I eventually realized they were just trying to pass time until they got to go inside. But it was, you know, a little funny to see Kyle, like, just being annoying. His thing.
Hours were there between when they were out there and when they actually restarted the final in the morning? Because, yeah, I mean, that could mean an hour of sleep for all. I mean, no hours of sleep, 6 hours. Like, so really unclear on that. But having to stand out there in the cold and have someone just ignore you the whole time and get no attention, like, both of those are very bad. I would not survive.
Yeah, my thought on that, because I was thinking, like, you know, what was the realistic timeline? I figured it was probably something like, say they got done with the first part of the final at, like, 6 or 7 or something like that at night. Because remember, production still wants to keep themselves on, like, a normal schedule. They don't want to be doing anything that, like, you know, if they can prevent it, that has them on some, like, you know, them on some kind of weird sleeping schedule and filming schedule. So I imagine they got in at, like, 6 or 7 or something, and then probably started again the next day at, like, 9 or 10. So even if they were out there until, like, midnight or 1 a.m., they were still able to probably go in for a decent amount, like for some sleep, even if it wasn't the full night of relaxation, which, I mean, I'm not trying to knock that because I'm sure it was a significant advantage for everybody inside the house to have that extra time of just sitting and relaxing in like a comfortable spot. So it was just a weird thing. Did you like it, Haley?
Yeah.
No. It just felt like too much of an advantage.
Yeah. I would agree. I mean, it's not, I was going to say it's not like Kyle brought up many interesting conversation topics, but I do feel like my friends would also. So how long would it take us to die if we didn't have this fire right now? And like, that's what he was choosing to talk about. So
a lot of fire in this final between the fire at the place they were staying over, fire making challenge included in the first leg of the final. I was like, what is happening here? What show are they watching? What show am I watching? yeah, what else? I have like a couple different notes of things that we already talked about. When they did the part where they were like trekking up the mountain, and they're all like doing this together, and Bananas made a comment. He was talking about how like it would be scary if they were doing this alone, but as a group, they're all rooting each other on. I was like, are we watching a field trip right now, or are we watching a final of a challenge?
Yeah, it was weird. I mean, I think it's the type of thing where they just wanted to like include that, like, how cool is this, like scaling this mountain on like wire? Like, yeah, it's cool, but you can't realistically make that like a race because you can't have someone, you know, like trying to pass them on the wire and they fall. Like, that's not doable. So it's like, maybe this wasn't meant to be. Sorry, guys. Like, figure something out that's actually good TV rather than, again, looking cool in the trailer for the season.
I just didn't think it really, it didn't add anything. It was, yeah, I guess, like you said, it really was like just for the trailer, just to see them all like doing this extra activity. Like, it's not like any of the times added up. And when it came down to the actual final results itself, the first part of the final, like the only purpose of that, am I correct? That was, it was just to get that tribunal power and then like a 1 minute head start. Like, there was nothing else gained from doing well in there. It didn't add on time or anything.
Yeah. I mean, it was essentially another daily.
Right. So the entire final came down to that one last endurance run up the mountain and, you know, the couple of mini challenges along the way. So that's Banana's seventh win.
Yep. And that's when he's like, the like seasons have gotten harder, the finals have gotten harder. I was like, no, they haven't. The finals have not gotten harder. Like, I understand, again, this may have been very difficult in person, but at the majority of the finals that we've seen, in terms of maybe not the last two, but there were so many in the middle there, like when Bananas was not winning, that were made fun of as the easiest finals of all time. Mm-hmm.
As when we got to that second part of the final, Haley, were you surprised to see Fessy fall behind as much as he did? And Corey as well, who like completely blew his lead.
Yeah, I was really, really surprised that for the guys, Kyle got second and he got third overall. After a whole season, like the first part of the season, we didn't see him at all. And then the second part of the season, it was basically just talking about like what a loser Kyle is and how he's not good at anything. So to see him like beat all those big, tough, strong guys after having a night where he wasn't inside, he wasn't sleeping, I was really, really impressed with Kyle's performance, honestly. I don't think he could have hoped for a better result than what happened.
Hey, he says he's not quitting until he's a champ.
That's fair, but like I don't know. No, there's a lot better athletes going on, but I'm very impressed with what he did.
I agree.
And he's gotten,
I mean,
close.
Yeah, he has. This is twice now. He's performed well in both finals that he was in. But like he said earlier in the season, he's like, when I just have to put my head down and like grit through something, like that's where I shine. I think we kind of laughed about that, but it seemed to have actually come through for him on this final.
Yeah, I mean, I'm looking at the board here of points overall for the season, and Kyle did not do much for Colin's team. Sorry, Colin. He only grabbed him 9 points, which is not like, you know, not the least amount on the board. There's definitely people with less. But Kyle, I feel like, is such a good pick for overall. Like, I feel like I could see him going to finals in most seasons than, or more seasons than not. He already made it. This is his fifth season, second final. He did pretty well in the other seasons as well. It's just sometimes he gets caught up in an elimination that doesn't end up going his way, which, I mean, that happens to everybody, but his social game is pretty impressive. Everybody likes him. He's joking around with the whole house. And I don't think he's at the point where he's like, so people look at him as an easy person to beat in eliminations. Maybe he's on the easier side, but he's still like 6-something. Like, he's pretty tall. If he's like in the gym a little more often and, you know, shows more of a physical intimidating presence, if he wins more daily challenges to kind of earn more respect in that way, I feel like that puts him in a pretty good place, you know, in future seasons if he continues to come on. I don't know. I feel like his value or his stock is pretty up these days.
Was he a smoker or is he a smoker?
I don't know.
I don't remember based on Jordy Shore, but I feel like looking at previous Kyle, you got to feel like he was. But I mean, that is, yeah. I feel like he at least has dabbled to my memory on Jordy Shore, but I would not say confidently. Hmm. Or I feel like maybe that was a storyline on Vendettas. I forget, to be honest.
The only smoking storyline that I remember recently is Maddie, who was not able to finish the final. And TJ was like, you got to stop smoking. And she's like, yeah, I know. but she didn't make it that far. But Haley, I know you've been wanting to talk about Fessy. You've been wanting to talk about him for a couple weeks now.
I was not looking forward to seeing Fessy on this season. I didn't watch all of his Big Brother season, but I wasn't super impressed. I thought he made a lot of dumb moves, and I thought he was only there to hang out with Haley. And I really liked him on this season. I think there's obviously the difference between having a completely edited product, where Big Brother, you do get an edited product, but there's obviously lots of conversation about what is actually happening in real time. And I don't personally watch the feeds, but I like keep up with people who do. And you guys are feeders, right? Am I making that up?
Yeah, that's right.
Definitely are.
So I don't know. I felt like I wasn't super impressed by Fessy coming into this, but I left really enjoying him. And I hope I see him again.
Yeah. I am pretty on board with that. I feel like he's not the most entertaining by far. He's not the most strategic. Like, he's not the most anything. Even if you would expect, like, I think we last week were saying going into the final, he is one of the top contenders to win. He ended up coming in fourth place, right? For the guys. So I don't know. I feel like I can easily kind of chalk that up to a bad day. I don't think I see him as somebody who, you know, he's not good at endurance or anything like that. I don't know. No. Maybe, like, do you think intimidation could have been a factor? Like, this is a pretty big moment.
And something that I really overlooked when we knew this was going to be a snow final and power ranking all the guys last week was thinking back on, was it X's 2 or X's, whatever it was, the snow final where CT completely gassed out when Fessy's X is one. When you know, CT is stepping in the snow or Fessy is stepping in the snow, you are sinking a considerable amount more than, say, Kyle is. So Fessy is having to do a lot more work to get the same distance as any of these guys, especially when you saw, like, the skis are on and that distributes his weight more evenly along a longer surface. So he was able to mostly keep up there. But as soon as he's running through, he looks like he is just sinking through and not doing well whatsoever on the snow.
Yeah, but I mean, he's definitely been showing, you know, with the rest of the season, like, all of his strengths in terms of, there was like that recent daily challenge where he was like, they were dragging things behind them, like clipping on weight to their belt. And he, you know, impressed everybody and everyone started to look at him like an actual huge threat going forward. So I think, like, overall, I feel like I still can see him coming back and doing well because of the fact that he is well-rounded. But yeah, I think particularly, like, snow is probably one of his kryptonites. So that, you know, ended up not being great for him. I don't think he expected to end up in fourth. I feel like he easily saw himself as either, like, the winner or, like, close to it. But he was not.
Yeah, I just, like we said, just on paper, it looked like Fessy was poised to win this thing. And then bad day, bad situation. He ultimately kind of flopped considering everyone's expectations.
Yeah. But Haley, you're still high on him. Want to see him back?
Yeah, I really do want to see him back.
I think we will. Another one of my notes, Fessy and Haley broken up now. So I wonder
Yeah.
Rip and
that
peace.
Has anything to do with anything. Probably not. I feel like anytime a couple breaks up, it's always like, oh, X on the beach, but that's not filming anytime soon. So.
Exactly.
No. So
I don't know if it'll ever film again. It sucked. do you think Casey's going to come back?
Let's see what's happening with Big Brother, if it happens at all, because she's one of the names that keeps being rumored, and she was also very stupidly out in Miami during that whole recent week of people partying in Miami, even though Florida cases are through the roof. So I don't know. But I think they call her back. TJ was probably impressed by her. Producers were probably happy with her. LGBT representation. She's not the most exciting character, but I feel like she had a good social game and a lot of people in the house liked her.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind seeing her back again. But I guess that's probably the conversation we're going to have after the reunion next week. Do you think we're going to get any juicy gossip from the reunion? Do you have any insight on what they're going to talk about or anything? Do you care about seeing Zach there?
In a bad way, yeah.
No, I have no insight on what they've talked about. I do remember that Scally and I, we talked about, cause I was, trying to pay attention to the vague tea that was coming out from when they were filming the reunion. I remember seeing or hearing that Jenna and Zach had like not actually been there at the reunion, even though they remember there was like a whole thing about how,
yeah, I totally remember seeing that.
There was like, their screen was
up, but they never showed up.
Right. But then we saw them on their screen. So I don't know, do they like show up and then leave? They get into a fight and then they like walk off camera. I thought it was so funny how Nani had that line that was like, I can close this laptop right now. I'm like, 2020 is so weird. <It's> so, this is the new, I'm going to walk off the stage. I can close this laptop right now. That was really funny.
And it's such a sad threat.
It is. It's like, MTV must have sent them all these professional cameras and microphones and studio setups, just how like Jeff Probst had his in the garage, and Nani's out here like, I'm just going to shut it all down. Fuck you guys. But it might be a good moment. Definitely, you get at least like, if I'm sure the drinking cards or whatever have like, person walks off stage at the reunion. So this will be the version of that. But I don't even know what we were talking about.
I'm not expecting, I'm still gonna watch the reunion, but I also am not like super excited because a number of people are going to be missing, and I feel like not the most important people to storylines, but some of the more problematic cast members, while I'm happy they're not there, I also think that we're probably going to be missing out on some of like the insight from the season based on that.
Yeah. The reunions are always usually, I think, a good time to me. I think I usually enjoy them because by the end of the season, you're just so tired of the same X amount of people that have been on in the later weeks. And you want to talk about some of the stuff that was, I guess, more exciting in the early part of the season. Like, I'm sure Kayla will be there. Bear, I don't think, was part of this reunion. Probably going to touch on a lot of the stuff with that, and just, some of the other things that I'm sure we've forgotten about from the early days. Anissa, I feel like she'll always come prepared with some tea to spill. I don't know. Josh will be there to scream at somebody, I'm sure. So I'm looking forward to that. And just in terms of like the Big Brother people, I'm sure we are also going to talk about this a lot going forward as well. But I feel like Casey and Fessy going this far in the season, I feel like they have really given themselves the spot to move forward, while Bailey and Swaggy, while they're on their own, are kind of distancing themselves from future reality shows. I can see them being the two out of these four that end up just, not continuing to go on. So I don't know.
I feel like Bailey is getting calls if she accepts them.
Definitely getting calls. I just don't know if she's accepting.
Yeah, that's ultimately what it comes down to.
Yes. We'll see how that all goes. Let's look at some other notes that I have. There was apparently conspiracies, I guess, that the final was rigged for Bananas about how,
Oh, fun.
Shocking. When he had TJ on the live, he called that out to TJ, and he's like, yeah, so people think that after Jenny was the winner, that we reset everything and decided that then it was going to be one man, one woman, one, and we had to reshoot you doing your intro, TJ talking about how the format was going to work, and then TJ was like, no, that didn't happen. But Bananas was like making sure, Haley, to get that officially on the record.
Yeah, that's fair. That's not something I would have ever thought of.
Does the conspiracy theory claim that like they gave Jenny a million, or that like, hey Jenny, we're gonna take half your million and just so Bananas can win, so just don't worry about it.
I feel like that's what they were saying. I feel like that's what they were getting at, that like they had to ask Jenny if she minded if there was a second winner.
Yeah, I think she would mind.
Probably. Yeah. Like, seems like there's some holes in this conspiracy theory.
Yeah. What else do I have? I have the fire. We talked about that. Melissa's line about how she never thought she'd make it to a final anyway was funny as she finished the first leg.
Yeah.
And everyone's looking at her and she's like, I didn't even think I was going to ever make it here. I was like, respect to you to like being upfront about that. And like,
yeah.
Some people probably don't think they would ever make it that far.
She never made it past week four before, so I think that she and everyone else was a little surprises.
She never made it past week four?
Something like that. I mean, she, what, maybe like the third or fourth female elimination on her first season, and then she, like, and Kayla punched each other in the face on the first night of her second season. So that's
she's
that's
only
it.
Been here. She's only, this is only her third season.
It is.
Yep. I mean, it's only Jenny's second.
Well, I knew that, but I feel like Melissa's been, you know, in the sphere for a long time.
Yeah. Yeah, she just took some seasons off, so.
Yep, and she decided she was going to come back on this one, and no, she didn't plan the pregnancy, but whatever. Just strange evolution for Melissa as a character to see her go from, like, this firecracker entertaining person to, like, under the radar, not in the edit at all, and then we find out that like the entire time she was competing while pregnant, which I mean I think put the season in a whole different perspective, to be able to watch her like still do everything she was doing. She was doing some pretty impressive things at a lot of these different she only won one daily, but I feel like the majority of the time, like if you were paying more attention, you were like, damn, she was she doesn't get enough credit, I think it's fair to say.
No.
Jenny West, there was a line in here. Tell me if you remember this one. She's talking to Corey, and they were talking about how they were picking the names for the tribunal. The direct quote was, "It's your game, and it's like my game, and it's like they're separate games."
Yep. I mean, that's as much game awareness as Jenny has shown all season. So, hey, I'm all here for the growth.
I didn't even know what to do with that line. I was like, I had to like rewind it for a second. I was like, what'd she just say? She's like, yeah, it's your game and it's like my game and like they're separate games. I'm like, very good, Jenny. Good job. Claps to you for acknowledging that one. I don't know. That was weird. Yeah. What else? What else? Help me out. I don't know what else there is to talk about.
I don't know if I've got anything else. I've felt a little disappointed with this season. God, should they go back to an hour long episode?
I feel like part of the way through the season, and like I know some seasons of Drag Race have done it, they don't do it now, but like as they get to like lower numbers, they just, I don't know how it works with network negotiations, but just like, hey guys, we're 60 minutes from now on, so
well they'd be like, oh MTV, are you okay with showing an extra half hour of ridiculousness on your schedule? And they'd be like, I'd love nothing more.
Exactly.
What did you make of Corey carrying the pictures of Ryder the entire time he was running the final, Haley?
I thought it was cute.
I was like, I thought it was a little questionable. I mean, I get it, and I fully get it that he's, you know, wanted to have, probably gave him like a little bit of extra encouragement or strength if he just remembered that he had that on him. But like also like could have seen it as like a distraction. Like imagine trying to run while like hoping that you don't have this picture fall out of your pocket. Like, I don't know.
Well, I think there was like some internal zippers. Like, sure, I don't think it was like in a loose pocket.
It's not like this is the only picture. It's not like Corey's on like a deserted island and it's the last picture he has of Ryder. Like, he'll be okay.
Right. I was like, you didn't need to bring this with you, but I don't know. Maybe if he was like going to pass out, like, who am I thinking of that passed out during a final? Big Easy? I don't know. Not Big Easy, but.
Big Easy got brought to the hospital once, yeah.
Yeah, no, I'm thinking there's like a, no, Wes? Is it Wes that like totally
Wes
like.
Wes did once, Zach did
Zach,
once.
Zach
yeah.
is the one I'm definitely thinking of. Wes definitely did it as well, like cramping up. So maybe Corey was like, if I have a cramp up and I just can't think of anything to help me go forward, I can pull out the picture of Ryder.
There you go.
Sure.
I liked in like way at the beginning of the episode, we got a scene where Melissa talked about her dad and how like she never wanted for anything and like they were so close. And so like retroactively knowing that, oh, Melissa's pregnant and, you know, in the real time has a, she is a single mother now. Like I thought that moment was cool. Like her talking about her dad and like that will be her and her daughter now. So like that was fun and a good character moment for Melissa.
Adorable, yeah. And then we get to the end of the episode. We have Jenny and Bananas, of course, are crowned as the winners. Jenny finishing first, Bananas finishing right behind, but still getting the win. Rigged or not rigged, you decide. TJ says no. Bananas says no. And Bananas, I mean, any final thoughts, Haley, on Bananas like crying in his confessional, like, this made me know that there's hope and there's no curse, and this means so much to me. I want to put this in a bottle.
Isabella, I thought I was hot.
Hi.
All right, that's been enough for tonight. Thank you guys for listening.
Oh, no, Country Bear Hall. I don't know. I'm a sucker. I'm just a big old sucker.
Yeah, we need to get past this season so that you can get your head back on straight with the Banana Man.
God, it was bad.
I see that. It's probably, you know, let's blame it on quarantine. You're locked inside. You're not getting enough fresh air, or you weren't at least for a couple months.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
Mm-hmm. Jenny crying because she couldn't believe it. She went alongside her friend. I thought that was interesting. I don't know if she said friend or best friend, but we know that she's been like, you know, with Bananas pretty close this season. But she, you know, was describing this as a win for not just her, for her and her friend, which made it such a big moment.
Yeah, it was surprising to see like these two were such a close duo, but I forgot to bring it up a past week, but there was like in the background, like I forget if she was like running, like he was running her hands through her hair or something. Like it was like something like I was like, whoa, they got close quick, because that is you know, some personal touching. But an interesting alliance. It's curious to see how that goes moving forward, because I would not have guessed that coming into this season.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, that's that. And another thing that I guess from the Instagram live was that Jenny and Bananas, when they were on together, they were making some joke. I think people were, I guess, making fun of Jenny all season about how she was just going along with what Bananas did. And they were just joking about like, well, it worked out for both of us because we're both winners and we're both champions. So, you know, say what you want to say. But obviously, I knew what I was doing, like linking myself up to the right person. And both of us made it to the final and we both won. So I guess hard to dispute that. But also, like, you know, not going to work every time.
Good. It's definitely good for Bananas to say, Jenny, do everything I say next season and it's going to work again, so do that. Mm-hmm. Like he would screw her over for it if it was going to help him in the game. There's no question.
Yeah. I agree. As far as the draft goes, sensitive subject for some of us. Scallion.
Yeah, this is tough for me. I thought maybe I was doing okay for once, and I still can't win.
I still haven't sent it to you guys. Hold on. I'm sending it in the chat, and I'm sending it in two different versions because I, of course, wanted to see how the scores would look. When I sent it to you, if you look at your phones, the bottom one is the accurate scores. The top one is if we kept the surviving points, which Colin, you know, took a stand and decided we were taking those out. Is that, I don't know if that's blurry. If that's blurry, I'm sorry. That's my phone.
No, you got see it. The numbers.
But yeah, so the results would have stayed the same regardless of the last longer points. Scally ended up winning the actual draft with 126 points as, Jenny gave him that extra 25 towards the end. But even if Jenny didn't have that, then he still would have won, but no, somebody else would have won. Or even if it was Casey, he ultimately had that win. And Haley, no, sorry, I'm in second. That was the sensitive part. I ended up in second with 94 points. Haley very close behind with Bananas on her team as the remaining player with 87 points. Colin, close behind with 54 points.
It's embarrassing how few points all of our first picks got.
Yes. Yeah, it definitely was not our best round of drafting.
Yeah, my best player ended up being D, who, you know, disappeared at one point. And what else? Jenny, obviously, pulling in the points for Scally with Casey as well. Fessy, Anissa even adding some points on there. Corey,
why on our chart is Anissa in stars? She's the only one who's named in star.
That's how I was tracking who had a red skull, and I meant to delete those, but
Okay, I wasn't sure if you're like Anissa, like a Airpods kind of.
She deserves the stars. Keep them in.
Yeah, I agree. yeah, that's how I was tracking who had a red skull, and then eventually started to delete them and didn't quite get around all the way. But yeah, so that's the draft results, which the draft also feels like it was seven lifetimes ago. But yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Any other takeaways from looking at the chart? I mean,
I don't know. I'm annoyed at myself, and I'm annoyed with the scoring, and I'm annoyed. Like, I just want to win one.
Hey, you saw the potential in bananas where I would have let him slide many more rounds. So I definitely did not see that coming, but you definitely had like the right point of view on that one.
I know, I'm stressed.
Yeah, like, I was not picking bananas.
Ugh, whatever.
No, that is good that you ended up, you know, picking him. It was, I guess, the latter part of the draft where you ended up with, you know, Bear and Big T that weren't huge point grabbers. Jordan, of course, you know, on a normal season would have been super helpful to you, but this season didn't end up going his way.
I thought I had a good draft.
You did. I think I like your people on your draft a lot, but also there's like a good, it was a coin flip between like Jenna versus Nani, like, or Kayla, like who was going to pull in the points, and Nani did better. You took her later. Like, it's all relative. So, yeah. I mean, hey, the first, like, Jordan and Maddie were the first two picks and 5 points each. So not really impressive showings for some of these like big names that we thought were going to do really well.
Let me get your take on this. I saw a post on Reddit earlier that said the biggest move of this season ended up being Jordan and Bananas and Wes putting in Jordan when they did and not caring about it because, you know, they felt a little bit bad about it because it was that elimination that involved, you know, needing two hands. And that ultimately was always pretty much going to send Jordan home. And they were saying that if that didn't happen, you know, I agree with them. I do think because Jordan probably doesn't see another elimination for the rest of the season. Maybe he does towards the end, but everybody was trying to get their red skulls. And then when you get to this final, Jordan beats every person in this final, hands down. It was just endurance.
But I also feel like, no matter what the challenge was, they were going to put him in. I don't think it was like, Jordan's going to need two hands for this. Guess he's going in. Like, I always feel like he was going in no matter what. Maybe that's naive of me.
And they would have, like, had they gained control, which both Wes and Bananas had a good number of allies, which Jordan did definitely not on this season, they would have thrown in, like, it's a hall brawl and Fessy's like, we're throwing him in, you know? So I think that they would have taken their shot numerous times if it needed to be done.
Yeah, plus, I mean, Jordan was still friends with Jenny, so I feel like the two of them might have been tight, which, well, then again, Jordan and Bananas were working together at a certain point. Like, they had been friends for coming into the season and whatnot, so I don't know how this all would have played out. Like, maybe Jordan, Bananas, and Jenny and Kyle end up forming a group that ends up taking Corey's and Fessy's out at a certain point. I don't know. Would have been interesting, but it obviously ended up being the right move for Bananas because it led to him not having so much less competition at the end, which gave him a good shot at the win, which he got. So yeah, that's really all that I have. I don't know what else there is for this week. Reunion coming up next week, where we are going to see the Zoom of it all with a portion of these cast members. I know that we talked about once it was filming who was not there, and I certainly forgot everybody that's not there, but we'll figure it all out next week. But do you have anything else, Scally?
No, we'll wrap up who should come back, who won't come back, yada yada. So I guess if Haley has any like people from earlier and thoughts on people from earlier in the season or something that wants to get brought up, but otherwise I guess I'll probably wait till next week.
Haley, are you coming on with us next week? I'm putting you on the spot by asking you on here. I know Colin should be, I think, is scheduled to join us next week.
Yeah, if you want me to, I will. We'll have to figure out you know, my work schedule. It's a little wonky, but we'll figure something out.
Would love to have all four of us. That would be such a dang treat. Yeah, so hopefully you guys can be looking forward to that reunion coming up, and it should be just a one-part reunion. If it ends up being a two-parter, I would be surprised. It was a Zoom call, so that would be very, very strange, and, you know, especially people are, like, closing their laptops along the way.
Vanderpump Rules did a three-part reunion on laptops, so wow. Don't assume anything.
And wasn't that, like, with half their cast fired?
Well, they were not fired yet at the time.
Oh.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, then that's it. That's all we got for this week. So I won't ask you, Haley, for parting thoughts on the season if we're going to hope that you're going to be with us next week. But did you have anything else for today?
I don't think so. If you want, you can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at 8strong underscore, and you can check out my blog, strongtakes.ca.
Well, why wouldn't anyone want to?
I mean, some people may not like me. I don't know.
Ugh, bad opinion if that's the case.
And then I don't like them.
And if they don't like me, like, please don't tell me. I'm very soft.
But you can tell me because I like gossip.
Oh my God.
I'm joking.
I also love gossip, but I think I'd have to tell you immediately.
I mean, I'd I didn't like, say that I wouldn't.
I feel like I'd be like, what's wrong with you?
I can't wait for the Scally and Dom Harvey gossip cast. The two people I know that love gossip the most of anybody else. Stay tuned for that. But yeah, that's all we got for this week. Scally is on Twitter at Brian_Scally, which we still, I don't think, have any significant shows to be tweeting about these days, besides maybe like a random sequester game if we happen to both catch them. But yeah, right? Not much.
That's about it. Yeah, it's slow moving over on Twitter right now.
It is indeed. So follow Scally, follow me at Matt Liguori if you are not already. And hey, it's the end of the season when I was already talking about reviews before. If you, you know, enjoyed the coverage that we did this season with, you know, still, we're not done just yet, but why don't you head on over to iTunes and drop another review and use the Dom and Colin review feed to just tell everybody about how great the challenge, specifically the challenge recap is. I think that's the move. So definitely do that. You know, some 5 stars for the network as a whole would be great. Colin should be with us next week, Haley hopefully as well, so we will see you guys then with some Zoom reunions on the way. So we'll catch you guys then. Bye.